WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Let's get down to it.
This is 103.1 FM.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Shut up, man. The wives
103.1 FM.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer, only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear and lower 20s in the overnight with light northeast winds. On your Wednesday, sunny skies. Highs will climb to the middle 50s. Looking warmer Thursday, sunny and just a bit breezy with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Currently 26 degrees.
Let me say that if you
80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
listen to reason. Reason is calling. Your feet are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. So stand. Now face no think about direction. Wonder why you have it now. Stand. Now face west. Think about the place where you
.1 FM sounds like this.
they best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Crowd, there's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud, nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street, our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
And more, you found it. This is 103.1 FM.
Baby.
103.1 FM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly clear and lower 20s in the overnight with light northeast winds. On your Wednesday, sunny skies, highs will climb to the middle 50s. Looking warmer Thursday, sunny and just a bit breezy with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Currently 26 degrees.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone.
103.1 FM.
Where's that shiny car?